clear tonight and you're lying in first. You must be happy.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the horse. He's just getting back into the sport after having a break, so thrilled with his performance tonight.
And tell me about your strategy now for Monday. Have a rest day tomorrow, collect your thoughts. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think we have to see how the rest of this class plays out. You still have a lot of the top riders to go leading at the moment, but I don't know if that'll mean anything with these guys coming after me. So I think we'll evaluate after today and then make a plan.
You had a good few clears in the first round. Did that worry you or at all?
Yeah, the course designer had to change the distance. I'm not exactly sure why on his one outside line to the combination. It was set at an awkward 4.5 strides, and then they changed it to a very straightforward 4 strides. And I think that made a big difference in the class, and he probably ended up with more clear than he expected.
You know, the ones before, quite nice and steady, but you really turned up the heat.
That horse is naturally pretty fast, and I try to just go at his quick rhythm. Not do anything too extreme, just go the way that he likes to go. So with him, it's all about staying smooth and not getting in a fight with the horse. So
was it in a sense a bit of a no-brainer the way it went? Did you exceed expectations or not?
You know, I have big expectations for that horse, but he's probably ahead of where I expected him to be at this point in time.
I know how hungry you are for success, but victory, yeah. But this is all part of the learning curve. I know where you want to be, which is at the top.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, producing horses and bringing them along like that, you have to go at the steps that they're ready for. So I'm excited to have him at that level, and I think with more experience, he could be a superstar.
Monday could be fun time.
Could be. We'll see how it plays out.